Chapter 39. Sylvie knew she'd need this moment to ensure that the council gave its full support to Gaia. With egos this size, she knew she'd have to tread a fine line. Dumb it down too much and they won't see the appeal. Make it too complicated or technical and their eyes will glaze in seconds. Leo Capiri's office was awash in the golden glow of mid-afternoon sunlight, casting long shadows across the polished hardwood floor. A slight breeze teased the edges of the heavy curtains, framing the large windows overlooking the city skyline, an arresting panorama that rivaled the finest works of art. The room itself was a testament to order and efficiency, with every book, paper, and pen meticulously arranged, leaving no room for error or disorder. Sylvie Hunter stood confidently at the head of the table, her posture radiating determination and poise. Her eyes sparkled with an almost contagious enthusiasm as she prepared to explain the intricacies of Gaia, her groundbreaking artificial intelligence platform. She took one last look around the room, drew a big breath, and started to talk about artificial intelligence. Hector Holdfast sat opposite Sylvie, his demeanor assertive and direct. He had brought Sylvie to meet his peers, and this was a big moment for both of them. Next to Hector, Sat Ryfield listened carefully to the data Sylvie presented, his analytical mind already questioning and dissecting the information. His skeptical gaze never wavered from her slide presentation, determined to uncover any flaws or inconsistencies in the technology. Seated closest to the window, Angela Shinigami observed the proceedings with quiet reservation. Her keen eyes took in every detail, filing away relevant information for later contemplation. She pivoted between the presentation details and Sylvie, admiring her confidence and developing a longing for her body. On the other side of the table, Leo Capiri sat beside Holdfast and glowered, his gruff exterior belying a keen intellect and a desire to control the flow of conversation. He drummed his fingers on the table impatiently, but quietly, as Sylvie began her presentation. Stella Green, her expression full of curiosity, looked from one person to another. As Sylvie started her presentation, Stella's mind drifted to the multitude of ways in which she could profit from a range of stories about the markets, but also how Gaia might be able to assist her institutional trading team anticipate market trends before they began. "Thank you all for coming," Sylvie began, her voice clear and steady. "I'm excited to introduce you to Gaia, an artificial intelligence platform that will revolutionize the way we access information, communicate, and solve complex problems." Sylvie cleared her throat, drawing their attention to the sleek laptop at the head of the table. "As I mentioned earlier, we're here to discuss Gaia, my new artificial intelligence platform that harnesses the power of large language models." She paused to ensure she had everyone's attention before continuing. "Large language models have been in development for decades, but recent advancements in machine learning algorithms and computational power have allowed us to create something truly revolutionary. Gaia has the ability to process vast amounts of text data and generate coherent, contextually accurate responses based on any given query or research topic. I've taken Gaia to the next level by developing what are called deep neural networks, or DNNs. These make large language models, or LLMs, seem like child's play. DNNs essentially act as universal translators and can pretty much instantaneously translate one language to another with very little loss in terms of time or content. They identify patterns and then build on them." Sylvie was intentionally holding back on the capabilities of Gaia. She wanted to give them only enough that they'd give her proprietary access to their networks and infrastructure. Each one held the keys to an enormous amount of information about their industries, and she wanted in. "Sounds promising," Stella mused, her eyes shimmering with curiosity and excitement. "Indeed it is," Sylvie affirmed, "but Gaia goes beyond simple information retrieval. It can also write news stories, embed trolls on social media sites, and modify storylines on a real-time basis. I've also developed a subroutine with Gaia that will write its own code. In time, we'll be able to use this code to keep track of pretty much anything on the planet, as different services make use of the code for their own businesses and organizations. As you can no doubt tell, the applications for your respective industries are virtually limitless. What's also important about Gaia is that the corpus, that's the entire collection of information that it learns from, is much broader and more complete than that of any other platform on the market right now. Of course, this might change tomorrow, which is why the greatest part of the expense associated with Gaia is the collection and organization of the datasets or content that it refers to, Sylvie said, leaning into the idea that this was a pitch as opposed to just a basic FYI type of meeting. Such capabilities could certainly revolutionize the communications industry, Hector observed, leaning forward with interest. Exactly, Sylvie agreed. However, it's important to address some of the controversies surrounding large language models like Gaia. There are concerns about its potential misuse, such as spreading misinformation, manipulating public opinion, or even creating deepfake content. Which is why we're here, Leo interjected gruffly. We need to understand the risks and benefits before deciding whether or not to invest in this technology. Of course, Sylvie acknowledged, nodding. That's why I propose a trial period during which you can all test Gaia within your industries and assess its performance. We'll work closely together to address any issues that arise and ensure the platform adheres to whatever guidelines you dictate. Sounds reasonable, Ryfield conceded, his skepticism abating slightly as he contemplated the possibilities. Agreed, Angela chimed in, her reserved manner giving way to cautious optimism. Then let's move forward together, Stella suggested, mentally tallying the ways that Gaia could be used to create new financial opportunities for her with trading desks, derivatives products, and much more. Sylvie smiled as the group came to a consensus, feeling a mixture of pride and trepidation. They were on the cusp of something groundbreaking, but she was unnerved by the lingering tension in the room. As the council continued to discuss its plan of action, the sunlight streaming through the large windows cast alternating shadows across the table, as if it were reflecting the uncertainty that lay ahead. The afternoon faded into dusk as they continued their discussion about ways to use Gaia for their benefit. Not only would it generate cash flow with monthly subscriptions, it could replace thousands of jobs now held by creative types, from copywriters to editors to video producers. At last, the conversation wound down as they seemed to reach some sort of consensus. Each person in the room had their own motivations for being there, Sylvie knew, and they were all about to share their perspectives on Gaia. Look, Hector began confidently, as I mentioned before, Gaia is a revolutionary advance in the communications industry. I mean, imagine the impact of having perfect translations, instantaneous replies, and tailored responses. He gestured with his hands, emphasizing his point. It could change the game entirely. Sure, Ryfield interjected, raising an eyebrow skeptically. But how accurate are these predictions? We're dealing with an AI that learns from human inputs, and humans are fallible. How can we trust that it won't make mistakes or, worse, be manipulated by malicious actors? How do we keep Gaia from being used against us? And what do we do if some of the predictions about sentient autonomous intelligence are true? How far are we away from the Terminator? Sylvie, sensing the need to defend her creation as she had done on other occasions, confidently countered, Gaia has undergone rigorous testing, and our algorithms have been fine-tuned to minimize errors. Additionally, we've implemented safety measures to ensure that the platform isn't exploited. She continued, I want to remind you all that the English language as it exists right now is only about 400 years old, and it is constantly changing and morphing into the most dominant language on the planet. Gaia will give us an opportunity to harness all the languages of the world as they change and grow into something that you will literally be able to control every step of the way from this point onwards. She paused and stood tall, radiant with confidence, and waited a few moments. Despite the financial and political influence of the other members in the room, all of them realized that she had something else going on that drew them to her. Despite the massive egos that they each possessed, they somehow felt humbled by her stature and control of the situation. Even so, Angela quietly added, her cautious gaze sweeping the room, we need to consider the potential implications of people exploiting our own tool against us. There's the risk that Gaia could be used to spread misinformation or even create deepfakes about the council or our businesses. How do we control it? Angela raises a valid point, Sylvie conceded. However, we have built-in mechanisms to detect and prevent such misuse. Plus, your involvement can help us fine-tune the system to ensure that Gaia remains an effective tool for you to control your various markets and for regular users to blindly use for their own personal interests, not knowing how we're massaging the message. Profits, Hector interjected, leaning forward intently. Think about the profits we could gain by integrating Gaia into our respective industries. The efficiency alone would give us a competitive edge. Ryfield crossed his arms, furrowing his brow as he challenged, I get that, but is the methodology sound? How can we be sure that Gaia won't be compromised or misused? Ryfield kept repeating his concerns. Much like his think tank authors repeat lies in the public that ultimately get absorbed as truth. Perhaps, Angela suggested thoughtfully, we should conduct further testing. We could implement stricter protocols and monitor the platform's use more closely. Sylvie contemplated their concerns, her gaze flicking between each person in the room. She knew they'd be cautious about increasing their commitment to Gaia, but she reminded herself that it didn't really matter. Today's meeting was just for show. She paused for a moment and drew in a dramatic breath. All right, she agreed. Let's conduct more tests and work together to ensure Gaia remains an accurate and efficient tool for our industries. It's vital that we maintain its integrity while harnessing its potential. As the debate continued, the sun began to sink further toward the horizon, the early evening light casting a warm glow over their faces as they delved deeper into the possibilities that lay ahead. Sylvie listened to the group as they each took their turn to speak about hypothetical ways to manipulate the public or use layers of information to alter public policy, the stock markets, and other organizations that would ultimately make them wealthier than King Solomon, Midas, and Crassus combined. Of course, she was well aware of how things ended for all of those characters. Greed would get the better of them. Look, she interjected at last, maintaining eye contact with each person as she spoke. I understand your concerns. What if we try a trial period? We could allow limited access to Gaia and see how it performs in real-world situations. As she spoke, Hector leaned forward eagerly. I've already made a commitment to Sylvie and her Gaia technology. I've put money into her research and programming, and instead of making her beg the rest of you to support us, I'm telling you it's worth putting more into what she's built. Holdfast's definitive statement made everyone in the room pause. Ryfield, still skeptical, furrowed his brow and crossed his arms again, much like a five-year-old might when he doesn't get the truck in the playground. That's all well and good, but I want proof that the methodology is sound and its predictions are accurate. I recommend that we bring in a third party to audit Gaia's performance, he proposed. Angela, who had been observing quietly with a neutral expression, finally chimed in. I agree with Sat, and I'd be willing to oversee the testing process to ensure that we address concerns raised today. Her soft-spoken demeanor belied her steely resolve to maintain the integrity of the project. She was having other thoughts as well. How to use something as powerful as Gaia to validate many drug research programs that were stuck in government pipelines, but also how to throw authorities off the scent of any human trafficking or pornography rings with which she might be involved. Sylvie nodded, appreciating the input from each member of the group, knowing full well how each of them would abuse her platform. She recognized their individual strengths: Hector's marketing and communication skills, Ryfield's analytical prowess, Green's ability to turn any public authority into her own personal bank account, Angela's lust for control over others, and Kapiri's unquenchable hunger for authority over all things related to food, and how she wanted Gaia to have ultimate dominion over everything they did. "All right then," Sylvie said, gesturing confidently towards the group. "Let's move forward with a trial period, third-party auditing, and oversight from Angela's team. I truly believe that Gaia has the potential to revolutionize how we make money." The sun had long faded, and the city lights twinkled and shimmered below. The soft lighting of Leo Kapiri's office cast pale, long shadows around the attendees, making it seem like even their ghosts wanted to keep their distance. The meeting drew to a close. Sylvie felt a renewed sense of purpose and determination, an eagerness to embark on this exciting new chapter for Gaia. "All right, everyone, I think it's time we wrap up this meeting," Sylvie announced, her voice firm yet friendly. She glanced around the room as the group members got to their feet, noticing how each person had left an impression on the smooth, cool leather chairs that they had occupied during their intense discussion. "Before we leave, I want to thank you all for your valuable input and for agreeing to be part of Gaia's journey. We have our plan, and now it's time to put it into action. The next 6 months will be crucial, but I'm confident that, together, we can make a real difference." "Here's to new beginnings," Hector said gruffly, extending his hand to shake Sylvie's. "Likewise," Angela chimed in softly, her eyes betraying both curiosity and caution. "My team will be ready for the oversight responsibilities." "Let's not forget about that third-party audit," Ryfield interjected. "We need all the checks and balances we can get. Let's keep our affairs out of the public eye." "Of course, Mr. Ryfield," Sylvie agreed, humouring him one last time to get his buy-in. "Goodbye, everyone," Sylvie called out as she watched her new team disperse. "Let's make the most of this and change the world for our benefit." With those parting words, the door closed behind them, marking the end of the meeting and the beginning of a new chapter in the story of Gaia.